This is Area 54. Music from the future.
Life is all about you, and not at all about you. Now that's two opposing thoughts, and yet both of them are true. How can you experience everything you choose to do, while observing the experience you're having from a higher view? See, it's the question, not the answer, that's the higher view. Otherwise, you couldn't differentiate between the two. Awareness, but of who? You think you hurt me, but I promise I was letting you. They say we're all one, but where have we been heading to? I'd rather die free than have to live inside a petting zoo. I am the journey that I'm getting to. This location. I am the map, so I travel back in time. I have everything I want, cause my imagination is mine. But mine is not enough for me, cause I am not my mind. I could see it all, but never get to see, I'm truly blind. I could be it all, but all identity is intertwined. The moon is only bright, cause it reflects the sunshine. Medicine and poisons and acquired taste, so I started taking selfies of somebody else's face.
It's disco time, baby, 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 at Area 54.
Say goodbye. all fall down. I'll treasure each day. They say you are dangerous, but I don't care. I'm going to pretend. I couldn't.
That's Keep Shelling Athens from Greece. New album is called Philokalia, and a song is called Leave in Silence. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54, the appreciate you guys tuning in. The XX before that did a song called Dangerous, off the album I See You, and then one from Zoo. Played a song called Good Life, that's off the album Generation Y. Lindstrom did a song called But It Isn't, and that's featuring Frida Sandermo, and got that off of the It's All Right Between Us As It Is album. Started off the whole set with Major Lazer's song's called Cash Flow, and that was the Classics Glass Bottom Dub mix of the song.
Lindstrom did a nice job sampling Blondie in the opening of that track.
Didn't he?
Yeah. He must have to pay for that, though.
I would have. I imagine he paid dearly.
Yeah. It wasn't just like one little or two little notes. Keep Shelling Athens. You know, I feel like they're kind of stuck in the middle somewhere of like, okay, like we want to...
That's the name of their... Should have been, maybe that's what Philokalia means.
Stuck in the middle of you. Yeah. As far as their sound is on this new album, it's just like they have some songs that are just like their old classic Keep Shelley in Athens, and then they're just like, where did that come from? I mean, there's some like dark, like Susie and the Banshees type songs on that album. It's just like, it just...
They're trying to get in gear.
It doesn't work for me.
They're trying to get into a different gear.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but they're
maybe
stuck.
They feel with this new singer they can go there. I mean, it's but some really dark stuff on the album. And then it becomes more like the, you know, the kind of mellow, ambient kind of Keep Shelley in Athens sounds that we're used to. It's like this track that we play for you guys. But
yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to play any of the Susie and the Banshee knockoffs.
You disappointed in this album?
Yeah.
Okay. Just check.
That's my vote.
Okay.
Disappointed. I'll give it a D.
You give it a D. All right.
All right. We're going to play some more music for you guys. Hooverphonic up next here. We're going to play a song called 50 Watts. Tim Mike with you.